Wake up and smell the smelling salts. This is Morning Juice.
Morning Juice, right here on the Fan. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, caffeinating and dominating our way to 9 a.m. here on this glorious little Thursday edition of the program. Masters Thursday as well. We got a Jackets game tonight. Right now, let's fire the cannon.
It's time to fire the cannon. With Jackets insider Jeff Svoboda. The cannon made me poop a little.
Head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Check with our man, Jeff Svoboda. Jeff, happy Masters Day, man. What's happening?
You're right. It's what a great sports day. We've gotten through the bad times of the sports calendar, and now we've got all these things going on. You know, you get through February, you get through March, and March Madness kind of kicks off a good time of year, and we're in the middle of it. It's great to have everything going on here.
Yeah, we sure are. I don't know if it's necessarily a good time for Jackets fans, though, because with 15 games left to go, Jeff, it's quite the precarious situation that the Jackets find themselves in. A couple of really poor performances over the last couple of weekends. You saw them get swept in Detroit. Really not a great weekend in Florida as well. So a couple of road trips, they end not great. You come back on Tuesday, put in one of the best performances of the year against Tampa. The penalty kill was awesome. You get some bad news with Boone Jenner. He's out for the remainder of the season with a finger injury. Can you put your finger on this team, man? Can you put a pulse with them? Like, what in the world's going on? Why the ebbs and flows? Why the up and down? Why the volatility so much this year?
Yeah, that's a great question, and boy, if they had the answer, I guess they would have fixed it by now. But you're right, that has been the biggest issue with this team all season, has just been consistency. And we've seen, heck, look at the Tampa series throughout the year. They've won three games against Tampa this year. They probably should have won four or five, because they took the other one to overtime that they lost, and they were up 2-1 in the third period of the other game that they lost in regulation. So, you know, they've been basically world beaters against the defending Stanley Cup champion. And then you look at, you know, they were swept by Detroit a couple weeks ago. They went one win in six tries against Nashville when Nashville was struggling. So you just don't know, I guess, what you're going to get out of this team on a regular basis from the beginning of the year. And that's why they're chasing right now. And so, you know, Torts has talked a little bit this week about, with all the changes to the lineup and all the changes to the roster and the new faces they brought in, you know, the locker room isn't quite the same. They've just really struggled to find themselves throughout the whole year, whatever that means, whatever the reasons are. Yeah, it's been frustrating. There's no doubt about it, but you just hope they can maybe bottle what they had on Tuesday night and kind of open it up in these games and go forward with it, because, you know, Tuesday and even some of the games last week that they didn't win, they played okay. They played decently, and whether they either blew a late lead or just didn't get the goals they needed, they're playing better hockey. But, you know, we've said that at times this year, and as it comes down to it, if they're going to make any sort of playoff push, they need to win games. And so there's no time left for moral victories, and they're two games away from the trade deadline. You head in the Boone Jenner injury and Riley Nash, and it is a weird time, I guess, to be a Blue Jacket and be a Blue Jackets fan, because there is some uncertainty as to what's going to happen here over the next week or so.
So, Jeff, you know, you mentioned their success against Tampa, and they've struggled against Nashville. Heck, they struggled against Detroit. You know, they played fairly decent against Carolina through stretches, and even when they haven't gotten the result. But the success against Tampa, do you think is it something structurally the way Tampa plays? Is it a matchup thing, or is it simply the fact that the Jackets just decided to play better that night?
I think it's a little bit of a couple of factors. I think they have confidence playing against Tampa, and it stems back probably from that playoff series, that they just feel like they can beat this team because they did it when Tampa was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I guess they feel like they can still do it now. So there is probably a little bit of a confidence when they go into those games that they might not have against other teams. And then I do also kind of think, you know, famously, the way that they played the style of game against Tampa back in 2019 in that playoff series is that they feel like they match up well against them. They feel like if they can play a hard-checking game, which I think is Blue Jackets hockey still to this day, even with all the changes, that's basically the identity that they're trying to have. They feel like they can do it against Tampa, and they feel like they can get results, and they feel like they can maybe get under the skin of this Tampa team if they play that way. So there's probably a little bit of those factors. There's probably a little bit of luck at play as well, because Tampa is good. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, they had their chances on Tuesday night, and for whatever reason, they didn't go in. So you add it all up, and for some reason, it just seems like they play well against that team. And, you know, maybe that's what they need. Maybe they can get some confidence off of those games. If they can put in another good shift tonight and get a result, And then you go into, you got two against Chicago, which is one of the teams you're chasing. Maybe they can bottle it up a little bit against Tampa because of the way that they play against this team. But it's maybe just one of those weird things, too, about hockey that you can't explain. But for some reason, there just does seem to be a comfort level when they play against that team. And they feel like they can check against them. They feel like they can turn defense into offense. And they feel like they can maybe get another skin a little bit and disrupt the way Tampa plays.
Talking with our man, Jackets insider Jeff Svoboda on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. You can follow Jeff on the old Twitter machine, at Jackets Insider. Tightrope that the Jackets are walking. No doubt about that. 4 days now until the trade deadline, Jeff. And you look at the situation, you're in a weird spot between being in the cellar in the Central and then being contenders and trying to make a last run at the playoffs. Are you getting any inclination as to what's going to happen with this trade deadline? We know David Savard, of course, highly respected defenseman across the NHL. I know there have been talks about Nick Foligno. He was speaking yesterday to you guys in the media saying that, yeah, he's hearing it. You know, he can only do what he can control. He understands it's a business. This team, I wouldn't expect them to be buyers. Do you think they're going to sell here in the next 4 days?
Yeah, you were right. They're in a tightrope, I guess you could say, because if you look at the stone cold facts of the year, you would probably convince yourself they're probably not a playoff contender just because they haven't had one of those runs and put together the five or six wins in a row. They need to be a team that they can contend. But at the same time, you know, 2 years ago they were 5 points out with 8 games to play and ended up winning 7 of the last 8, made the playoffs and beat Tampa Bay. So right now, 5 points out, you still feel like that if you do figure out some way to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you're right back in it. So it is definitely a tightrope, and I think you are right. It's hard to imagine them being big buyers. At the same time, it would really be difficult, I think, to pull the plug just because, you know, it's hard after 4 straight playoff appearances to just say you're going to be big sellers. I do think that David Savard is probably the guy most likely to be traded, and I think it makes sense. You know, a team would probably give up a pretty good ransom for him. He's a guy that is 30 years old. He's a free agent to be. It just makes a lot of sense. You know, they've got defensive depth. So I think that's probably the most likely guy to go out. Nick's such a tough situation because, you know, he's the blood and guts of the team. And if you trade a guy like that, and you trade a guy like Savard, and Boone Jenner's hurt, and Riley Nash is hurt, you've really signaled that your season's pretty much over at that point. And so it would be a very hard decision to make. But at the same time, I think there's enough teams still in it that it's probably a seller's market as well. And so if you do think you're not that far away and you can leverage some assets at this trade deadline to make your team better for next season and try to make that quest for a center that you're probably going to have to go on in the offseason easier, it's hard to turn that down. So, you know, this is why Jarmo Kekalainen gets paid the big bucks, certainly a lot more than I get paid. And so he's got a lot of tough decisions on his hands here because it's so hard to give up on a season, even a season like this one, which has been a weird one. But if you look at the writing on the wall, it's going to be really tough for this team to be a playoff team. But again, they're still not that far away from it. So it's so many things at play. And I think the next 2 games, you know, if they can win the next 2, it would be maybe harder to be a big seller. But if they lose the next 2, then you probably know where you are and that maybe the decision gets made for you in that way.
That makes sense. So real quickly, can you just explain, Jeff, the impact of Boone Jenner not playing? I mean, he's the face-off guy. He's always out there, you know, tough, obviously, player. But in about 30 seconds, kind of wrap up what his departure, you know, or his absence, I guess, due to injury and how that will impact this lineup.
Yeah, the biggest thing, I think, is just the impact it has on teammates. Because, you know, you see Boone on the ice, and you know what he brings. You know he's going to play in every situation. He's going to win face-offs and things like that. But just hearing Nick Foligno talk yesterday, he's played a lot of hockey with Boone Jenner, just how hard Boone plays and how much he drives the bus for the team. That is a big loss. Even if he's not the biggest scorer in the world, you know what you're going to get out of a guy like Boone Jenner, and they're going to miss that. And so, but maybe it's a chance for some younger guys to step up. Maybe this is where a Kevin Stenland or a Texier or someone like that sees an opportunity and gets big minutes and maybe runs with it. So, you know, maybe that's a positive spin on it, but I think at the end of the day, they're definitely going to miss Boone, that's for sure.
Yeah, got to stay positive. 41 games down, 15 to go. We are getting to do or die point of the season for the CBJ. Jeff, always appreciate the time, bud. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy the Masters throughout the day, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, sounds good, guys.
Absolutely. There he goes, our man, Jackets insider Jeff Svoboda. He was joining us, of course, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.